KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:07, we have mostly sunny skies, and it's 52 degrees. We're looking for it to be sunny to partly sunny today, a little warmer with a high around 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, Atlantic Trees Forever spokesperson Dolly Bergman reports fall tree vouchers are now available. Bergman says these tree vouchers are a great way to help with the cost of a tree to plant, and the vouchers are worth $30 off the cost of trees and can be obtained at Pimosa Farms north of Atlantic. Now, Bergman said there are a limited number of vouchers available. Those at Pimosa Farms can help you determine what kind of tree would work best in the location you'd like to plant one. Fall is the great time to plant trees. They do not have to be exposed to the stress of the summer heat, but it's still important to water the trees as you go into the winter. Now, Pimosa Farms is located at 50979 Buck Creek Road in Atlantic, but Bergman suggests calling owner Tim Rivas at 402-659-1213 before you drive out to the farm to make sure that someone is available there to help you. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday held a public hearing adopting an amendment to the fiscal year 2022 Cass County budget. Following the hearing, during which there were no objections, the board passed the amendment, which began immediately. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained the purpose of the amendment.
The amendment is to allow the flow through of the funds for the American Rescue Plan, $2,493,243. And there's an additional project for the update period of the information technology system and that's change out the switches. And that was $66,000 was added there as additional expenditure. Those are the only two changes.
The board heard from a representative with COT Systems with regard to online file security. No action was taken. They also discussed the job description for an information technology person, or position, I should say, and agreed to have Scott Bennett with NishnaNet draft the job description for publication in the local newspaper and online portals such as Indeed.com. Cass County Engineer Trent Wilkin provided an update on the Secondary Roads Department activity and maintenance. He said on Tuesday they hope to open the bridges on both Boston Road and Olive Street sometime early next week, as the work there is close to being finished.
They're progressing. We have a pour tomorrow on Olive Street, and then finish up guardrails on both bridges. We poured approach pavement last Friday. We had three pours last Friday. We're waiting for that to cure out, and then we can put in our end sections on the bridge and then put a guardrail on.
Both bridges were closed, you may recall, in late spring. Now, the Olive Street project involves replacing a 56-foot long and 24-foot wide bridge with a 110-foot long and 30-foot wide bridge. Trent Wilkins said they'll have another pour this week on the box culvert on Indian Creek Road as well. And as far as the Victoria Road and the Adair-Cass County line, grading contractors have come in to start work, and they have a couple more pours left on the box culvert down there. Wilkins also put together a presentation for the supervisors with regard to the condition of secondary road facilities and what those needs are there. Now, public meetings are underway this week in several Iowa cities. The first steps an Iowa-based company must follow as it seeks a state permit to build an underground pipeline for carbon through 30 counties. As we had reported last month here on KJAN, the potential pipeline has been dubbed the Midwest Carbon Express by its developer, Summit Carbon Solutions. Jesse Harris, a spokesman for the company, said it will be the largest carbon capture and storage project in the world. He said that our project would connect 31 different ethanol plants across the Midwest, including 12 in Iowa. We would capture the CO2 emissions before they were emitted into the atmosphere, and we could compress those emissions into a pipeline and transport it to North Dakota, where it would be permanently stored. Harris said the ethanol plants that feed into the pipeline would become so-called net zero fuel source by the end of the decade.
It would allow ethanol plants to be able to sell their product and sell it at a premium in low-carbon fuel standard markets like California, Oregon, Washington, and more, that give them a real competitive and economic advantage in the years to come.
Businessman Bruce Rastetter of Alden, the former president of the Iowa Board of Regents, owns the company that ultimately hopes to get Iowa Utilities Board approval for the project. The pipeline would stretch through more than 700 miles of Iowa, and the first informational meeting about the plan was held Monday in Steamboat Rock. Meetings are scheduled for today in Rock Rapids and Sioux Center. Two more meetings will be held on Thursday in Lamar's and in Sioux City. Well, the police in Creston are reporting today 23-year-old Maxim Kozlov of Shannon City was arrested at around noon on Tuesday. Kozlov was taken into custody at the Creston Walmart on a charge of indecent exposure. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. At around 12:22 a.m. today, 38-year-old Angel Valdovinos Rodriguez of Creston was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Rodriguez was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $600 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Tuesday evening for disorderly conduct, fighting, and criminal mischief in the third degree. Authorities say 37-year-old Michael Eugene Squires of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6:18 p.m. in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Red Oak. Squires was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.